Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm right here in our operations area. The official clock on our wall here says 8 a.m. Eastern. And here's the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias. Working on the intermediate advisory now. Wind still 70 miles an hour, moving north at 9 miles an hour. Looking at the radar here, you can see the swath of tropical moisture with the center of the storm in this area continuing to move towards the north. And we expect that trend to continue and eventually maybe move back over to the northeast, headed for the Carolina coastline, making landfall tonight, somewhere around the border between South Carolina and North Carolina. You could already see some of these bands of tropical moisture reaching the Carolinas with some heavy rainfall and some gusty winds. Let's look at that track moving northward with time and then eventually back towards the northeast. We have that hurricane warning up for portions of the South Carolina and North Carolina coast right in there, and that's where we expect to have a landfall tonight, bringing tropical storm force winds, possibly even hurricane force winds, but either way, that's only a mile an hour that really differentiates between a tropical storm and a hurricane. So windy conditions, you can kind of draw that here and continue that as we go northward. And that's going to bring tropical storm force winds to a lot of areas through the Carolinas, Virginia, Maryland, all the way up into the Northeast U.S. and New England. So we'll be watching that with time. Timing-wise, tonight, looking like we're going to have that landfall. 2 a.m. Tuesday, we're going to be having the center pretty close to portions of North Carolina. 2 p.m. Tuesday, tomorrow afternoon, this thing racing northward all the way up to portions of Maryland. And then when we get into late Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning, all the way up to New Hampshire and Maine. Look at some of the impacts. One of them is that wind. We look at the arrival of that wind. Here's the timing. By Monday, today, tonight, this evening, this wind's starting to get really close to the Carolina coast. Remember, those winds are going to be out ahead of the center. So you're going to start seeing those winds well before you're going to start seeing the center make it on land. By Tuesday, early morning, reaching portions of Virginia, and then by Tuesday morning up into Delaware and Maryland, and then in the evening hours, New Hampshire in the evening on Tuesday. So things are going to be getting much windier and gustier when it comes to the tropical storm force winds. Rainfall is the other one we look at. You know, it's moving fast, and that's preventing huge amounts, but still we can have some issues. 4 to 6 inches of rain in this yellow area here. Some areas could get 8 inches of rain. Those are the isolated spots that you're going to see some problems. Creeks, some rivers, and some roadways could be flooded at that time. And as a result, looking at that flash flooding potential, the Weather Prediction Center has put out a moderate risk of flash flooding from portions of South Carolina, getting up into North Carolina, Virginia, even up into Maryland. Look at this, all the way up into New York and Pennsylvania in some areas. So watch out for that flash flooding. That could be dangerous. Storm surge is another thing that we look at. Very important to look at that. That's the most deadly factor in these tropical systems. And some of these values, looking at 3 to 5 feet from the South Santee River to Cape Fear, that's dangerous. That's your barrier islands and somewhat inland. But the Pamlico Sound, the Neuse River, the water goes over the Barrier Islands and gets inland. Also Chesapeake Bay and the tidal Potomac, the same thing. Gets inland, and where those channels narrow down, the water starts to pile up. So we'll be keeping an eye on the latest on Tropical Storm Isaias from right here in Miami, Florida at the National Hurricane Center.